Today is June 23rd, 2021, Wednesday of the 12th week in Ordinary Time. A recurring theme of both the Old and New Testaments is the theme of covenant. God made a covenant with Noah after the flood, with Abraham in today's reading, with Moses on Mount Sinai, and Jesus in the gospel speaks of the new covenant in his blood. What is a covenant? In the Middle East, the covenant was a contract or a treaty. It is an agreement between two parties, an agreement that places rights and obligations on each party. Often, especially in treaties, these parties are not of equal power. For example, in a covenant between a powerful king and a less powerful tribe or nation, the tribe would pledge fealty to the king, and the king would promise to protect the tribe from its enemies. The tribe would pay tribute to the king and provide soldiers for his army. The king would protect the tribe with his political and military power. The treaty or covenant would be ratified with a ceremony described in Genesis. Animals would be slaughtered and split in two. Those making a covenant with the king would be required to walk through the split animals to testify that if they broke the covenant, the king could split them in two in retaliation. In other words, if you break the covenant, you will be tortured and killed. What is striking about the ceremony described in Genesis is that God, the more powerful party to the covenant, is the one who passes through the split animals, not Abraham. Under normal practice, it should be Abraham who walks through the carcasses. The Old Testament authors often take traditions, myths, and practices from their time and use them in their writings. We need to carefully note where the authors change the traditional story or practice, because that is usually the point of their writing. They are showing how their God is different from the gods of their neighbors. In Genesis, the Lord passes through the slaughtered animals because the God of Abraham is a loving and just God, not a cruel or indifferent tyrant. He is totally committed to this covenant, no matter what Abraham or his descendants do. Now, we know that the Jewish people on their end constantly failed to observe the covenant. Their rich elites exploited the poor. Their rulers could be unjust and cruel. They often worshiped false gods and were not the generous and forgiving people the covenant asked them to be. But God was not very good at upholding his side of the covenant either. Although he sent prophets, he seemed incapable of keeping Israel's kings in line. Israel was attacked on all sides. It was conquered and subjugated. Where was the Lord in all this? God seemed powerless to fulfill his side of the covenant. This leads me to a rather unorthodox reflection on the cross. We normally see the cross as Jesus suffering for our sins. But remember, in this covenant, God promised to protect his people. He was the one who passed through the carcasses. Perhaps in the cross, Jesus is paying for God's failure. God could not protect his people from suffering and death, so he had to suffer and die. The cross is God showing his faithfulness to the covenant. God is saying, if I cannot protect you, I will suffer with you.